I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health told local health departments and providers they can resume use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. Hannah Meisel has more.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was put on pause earlier this month while federal authorities investigated whether there was a link between six rare cases of blood clots out of nearly 7 million doses given in the U.S. On Friday evening, the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control gave the okay to use the one-dose vaccine again, but the FDA will add a warning to its label noting the potential risk of rare but serious blood clots. The clots occurred in women ages 18 to 49, and since the vaccine was put on pause, nine more post-shot clotting cases have been confirmed. Several of the women died, and some remain in intensive care. Still, health officials said the cases were extremely rare and stressed that benefits of the vaccine outweigh potential risks. Johnson & Johnson vaccines only represent about 3% of the nearly 9 million doses given in Illinois since mid-December. I'm Hannah Meisel.
More than 2,000 teachers across Illinois completed virtual training on the effects of trauma on children. It's part of a partnership between the State Board of Education and Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. Colleen Schicchetti directs Lurie's Center for Childhood Resilience. She says the pandemic has been stressful for many children and families, and the goal is to help teachers be equipped to foster resilience in their students.
We believe if we start with skill building around social emotional learning, we're then able to have a whole bunch of kids equipped with what they need, and other kids start to emerge who need more.
Chiquetti says teachers who understand the effects of trauma can better identify those who need more attention and support and connect them with those services. Lurie Children's is also working with 50 of the state's lowest performing schools to develop plans to address the mental health needs of students and staff. The Illinois House approved making COVID-related expansions to telehealth services permanent. Capital News Illinois reports the measure is meant to reduce barriers to virtual and telehealth services and bring standards for virtual care in line with physical health services. The bill also protects patients from being charged additional fees by insurance providers for accessing telehealth. Patients would also not be required to prove any sort of hardship or access barrier. The bill now goes to the Senate. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Illinoisans who want to own guns would have to be fingerprinted before getting or renewing their concealed carry license under a measure advancing in the Illinois House. Hannah Meisel has more.
Illinois currently doesn't require would-be gun owners to get fingerprinted before getting their concealed carry licenses or firearm owners' identification cards, but they can submit fingerprints to speed up the process, which is how the Illinois State Police found a domestic battery conviction on a future mass shooter's record in 2014. Though Gary Martin's FOID card was revoked, he never surrendered his guns, and 5 years later, Martin killed five co-workers at a warehouse in Aurora. State Representative Kathy Willis, a Democrat from Addison, says optional fingerprinting is no longer acceptable.
I want to make it sure that we go through everybody and make sure that we do catch those people up front at the beginning.
Willis's proposal would also require universal background checks whenever a gun is sold, unless it's to an immediate family member. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Pregnant women may be able to park a little closer under a bill passed by the Illinois House Friday. The legislation lets expectant mothers in their third trimester apply to the Secretary of State's Office for a Disability Parking Decal. It's sponsored by Representative Keith Wheeler of North Aurora.
We believe that this bill will be incredibly helpful to working moms, especially during our harsh winter months. Imagine all the times you've been in a place of business with an icy parking lot. This bill is aimed at protecting moms and babies when they need to go to work, when they need to go shopping for their families, and when they need to visit their doctor.
The bill now moves to the Senate for consideration. I'm Leah Lerner.